The girl was up early, but Thelma was up earlier. She lay in the bed she'd once shared with her husband and listened to Jean moving through her preparations for work. 2 weeks into her new job in the city, she had perfected her routine, as brisk and tight as the girl herself. The slight creaking sound above the ceiling of Thelma's room, that was the drawer in the old dresser in which she stored her underclothes and hosiery. The scrape of metal was the hanger suspended from the length of pipe she'd hung from the wall in lieu of a closet. Muffled twin thumps were her shoes, shined and polished the night before, the narrow heels hitting the rug. Then the sound of her feet descending the steep stairs, the squeak of the floorboards. For many years, Thelma only went up into the attic to add some piece of junk to the pile stored there, since she and Henry moved in all those years ago. All of that had been discarded, of course, when Jean moved in. Good riddance. Jean performed her ablutions in the bathroom that separated the two bedrooms. She tried to be quiet. God knows she was a considerate one. But there are sounds that humans make that cannot be stifled. Thelma should know. She, at the advanced age of 47, was a veritable catalog of the things that befell a body in maturity. Or so she often thought in these early morning sleepless hours, when the sleep that had once come so easily eluded her and her gut churned and roiled. Her husband, she'd once known every detail of him, the creases in his neck, the snores that ended in abrupt gasping for breath. She has always believed he must have made a sound like this when the pallet fell from his truck and struck his head, killing him before he hit the street. The smell of him when he shifted in his sleep. Thelma thought about getting up and fixing Jean some coffee, some toast. Lord knew the girl could use some meat on her bones. But Thelma had sensed from the start that Jean had no desire to replace her dead mother with a stand-in, that she would find her way best if she was left alone. Some girls were like that. Thelma herself had been, in fact. She'd shunned close girlfriends during her own school days, focusing instead on helping in her father's store. Thomas arrived quickly after her marriage. Henry's brief courtship seemed, in retrospect, almost insignificant when Thelma reviewed her life's history, and occupied her completely. By the time Thomas went off to school, Thelma was consumed with trying to make ends meet. She helped in the classroom, volunteered at the convalescent home, scrubbed their little row house top to bottom, and grew vegetables to supplement Henry's meager earnings. It bemused her that Peggy and Jean thought their current circumstances were dire. True, it was a struggle to pay the bills, but Jean often left food on her plate, and Peggy thought Thelma didn't know she held back some of her government checks for herself. It wasn't their fault. They'd grown up coddled, wealthy enough for private school and pleasure trips. Perhaps because of this, Thelma had still not shared her secret, the one that might have saved Jean from this new career. How else was the girl to occupy her time? Hunched over the table for another 7 years while her back grew humped and her fingers as arthritic as Thelma's? Thelma had never sought out the attention of other women, but here she was living with two and raising a third, and none of them really knew her at all. Before Henry died, she had enjoyed doing his books. She was good with numbers, and she found something like joy in preparing the invoices and depositing the checks and balancing the ledgers. Down in the basement, carefully packed in Excelsior, were her adding machine, her stamps and inks, her leather-bound books and stationery and desk calendars and blotters. She hadn't been able to part with any of it. The tools of a trade no one, not Henry or even Thomas, had ever acknowledged. The soft sound of Jean's footsteps stopped outside her door. She lingered there for a moment, and Thelma wondered what she was doing. In between the bedrooms, was she listening at her sister's door or at Thelma's? A secret keeper by nature, Thelma couldn't imagine what secrets the others might keep from her. Spoiled, tempestuous Peggy, unfit to be a wife, barely fit to be a mother, and made useless by being cast in the role of both. Jean, practically a spinster already, squandering a little more of her rare beauty with each passing day. And what did they see when they looked at Thelma? A widow, mother of a dead son, in mourning for over a decade now? A walking ghost, with only the gray road between the present and her own death, persevering only to help provide for her son's wife and child?